The question was asked, why is there so much detail about Noah in the Torah? We have from Adam to Noah almost no detail, from Noah to Avram almost no detail, and then this whole block of information about Noah. So there's the practical aspect, which is that the flood is a very important point in world history. It's the point where Hashem says, I'm not going to let the world continue this way. And there's the point where we are all descendants of Noah. That's a point of prime importance because the concept of 70 nations is described there at the end of Parshas Noah. Noah has the 70 descendants described in the Parsha, and from them all the nations evolve. So Noah is a new start to the world. The Medrash says, until Noah, everyone was born with webbed hands. Noah was the first one to be born with separated hands. Would seem that way. With separated fingers. He didn't have webbed hands. So Noach is the beginning of the era. Noach has the importance of being the tzaddik. After the world keeps going down, 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 Noach stands out. Noach has the ark. Noach saves the world. Noach and his descendants. And he saves the animals. He saves the world. And then he starts from scratch. So that's the next starting point. So Noah has prime importance. That's in terms of why he's given so much space, because he does have prime importance. We are called Bnei Adam, descendants of Adam. But the mitzvot, we're given six mitzvot were given to Adam, and the seventh to Noah, and we call them the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noah, even though six were given to Adam already. Noah was not Jewish. The Talmud speaks about him as a non-Jew, because he wasn't Jewish. He had prophecy, but the concept of a Jewish people wasn't yet coming to the world. It wasn't yet time, and Noah wasn't the right person. Noah's piety was not on that level. He was tremendous in his way, but Noah was et Elokim italech Noah. Noah walked with Hashem. He needed that support of being with Hashem. Avraham Avinu was italech lefanai. God gives him a mission and he charges forward. And as he charges forward, things don't work out. He's got to wing it alone, so to speak. And Hashem doesn't tell him what's in store for him. Avram has that greatness of being tamim with the Ribbon Shel Olam on a level where he charges forward where Noach didn't. So Noach, our sages say, was miktanei ha'amanah. Noach was standing outside the ark. He spent 120 years building that ark. And then it starts raining, and until Hashem tells him, get him inside, he doesn't get inside. Until the waters start falling, he doesn't get inside. He's not where Avram is. Vayamin b'Hashem, it says about Avram. And about Noach, it says he was miktanei amana. Af Noach miktanei amanaya. Noach was also diminished in his faith of Hashem. So Noach, on the one hand, is a turning point in world history. On the other hand, he's not the beginning of the Jewish people. He is a starting point in world history, the starting point of the 70 nations. Now, why isn't he the starting point of the Jewish people, you asked? That we'll discuss in a minute. Yes?
Noah didn't have the same, obviously, enthusiasm or faith to go out and more on a limb and do what Hashem told him to do, but he spent also more time in his mission than Avraham spent. He spent over 100 years in Hashem's mission building a massive ark that made no technical sense to him to build.
Okay. But you see, he didn't succeed in shifting the world. Avraham Avinu did.
But he did, though. He was the continuation of the world.
For himself, for him. But he did not affect other people. Avraham Avinu teaches and teaches and teaches to the point where the local authorities see him as the world's greatest threat. Avraham Avinu is spreading monotheism. Avraham Avinu changes the world. He makes Hashem known in the mouths of people. People.
But you wouldn't say that then Avraham was the first monotheist then?
No. Okay. Monotheism since Adam.
Okay.
Everyone, Adam, Noah, Shem, sure, we have many monotheists. Adam was able to spread monotheism. This, the Meiri points out, that this was Adam's greatness. Yes. I didn't yet address your second question. Okay.
I don't know why Noah wasn't the this is probably, how come even Hashem didn't, maybe he did, but how come Hashem didn't, it seems like, give the same Avraham-type mission to Shem and or Aver? Because they also, they taught Torah. And
we'll get there.
Like Yaakov went up, he went to their yeshivas. They were already openly teaching.
Fine, Hashem. We'll get there. We'll get there.
All right.
A second. Yes, sir.
What was the name of the lady that you said that Avraham would not let join this?
Timna.
Okay, so Timna is the, because you know, you were just talking about Avraham, like, talking. And is there an answer as to why he would let her join? Because what I think is basically.
Sorry,
what you said,
let's finish his question.
Okay.
And we'll get to other stuff. In terms of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so the Medrash says, "Bereshit bara Elokim ta shamayim et haaretz." God's creating the heaven and the earth. The earth is emptiness and void. Hashem's spirit is hovering over the waters, and Hashem says, "Yehi or," says the Medrash. Hashem said, Yehi Or. Hashem said, let there be an Abraham. Yehi Or means let there be a luminary for humanity. Not the way we read it as Yehi Or. Another Medrash says, Yehi Or, let there be Rosh Hashanah. So that's Hashem Ori V'Yish'i, Ori on Rosh Hashanah. We say, Le David, Hashem Ori V'Yish'i, Medrash says, Hashem is my light on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah represents Hashem is my light. That's a class for next year on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, why Rosh Hashanah is about light. Not that we're holding Dalit Tishrei. Sorry, guys. That's not for now. You want? Then on a Thursday night, bring it up. We'll discuss it. But now we're in the middle of another topic. And we're short on time. So the Medrash says that there were concepts that predated creation. Before Hashem created the world, Hashem says there must be an ability to do tshuva. The concept that man will err, man can fix, man can come back, that predates creation. The concept of Mashiach, that the world is headed somewhere. This isn't anarchy. We have free will. But that's the idea on Rosh Hashanah, where we begin with Malchuyot, creation, Hashem is king over the world, Zichonot, man acts, and then he has to be judged, and then Shofarot, ultimately you're headed to the Mashiach. You're headed somewhere. Meaning there's a beginning and there's an end. It's not, the story has a beginning and an end. Now you have the chapters in between to fill. But it's not like you can fill in the last chapter. The last chapter is already written. So there are concepts, and these concepts tell us that Hashem wanted these things in the world, and the world was not left to randomness. So one of those concepts, the Medrash says, 10 things were decided on before creation. One of them was the patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had free will, but there was a concept that there would be three great luminaries that would develop a people that would be that single people called the Jewish people. So this is a concept which the Maharal develops a lot, the idea that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are unique in many traits, but they were chosen before that.
Is that a little Calvinist?
Maybe. Many philosophers took many things from Judaism. It doesn't bother me, so I don't have to say I'm this, that, or the other thing. There are things Nietzsche got right, there are things Kelvin got right, there are things Brown got right. The things Aristotle got right. Okay. Doesn't, we don't say that no one else can get it right. They got different points right. We say as a way of life, they're not going to get it right. Torah bagoyim al tamim. If any nation tries to tell you they've developed a way of life that works like the Torah, that you shouldn't believe. Chochmah bagoyim, but if they tell you we figured out brilliant things, yeah, tamim, they got it. Wisdom they can have. They can figure out a lot of things. A way of life that's going to be right, like the Torah, they're not going to figure out. But wisdom, yeah, they'll figure out a lot of things. So they can get different points, right? So, what I'm telling you now is a Talmud tractate, Megillah. think. Back to here. So, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov fulfilled certain aspects of their mission. Meaning, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were unique in their teaching monotheism, and they're developing the traits that Hashem wanted for a chosen people, and they're developing their family the way a chosen people has to develop. They were unique in that, in many strengths, in their kindness, in their honesty, in their treatment of humanity, in their adherence to the will of Hashem. Notice I said the will, not only the word. The will of Hashem, that's a big deal. It's not the same thing as the word of Hashem, because Hashem by the Akedah asks Avram, kach no, could you please take? In other words, telling him, you could say no. The greatness of Avram was that what interested him was not only what Hashem says, but also what Hashem wants. It's like the guy who says, there's a heksher on the wall, can't I just eat it? Wait, do you really think it's kosher? Or do you think you can say, I did my dues? Are you interested in doing the will of Hashem, or are you interested in being able to say, I did my part? Those are two different approaches to life. But coming back to, you'll see it when you ask your kids to peel. They could peel vegetables and leave the peels on the floor that missed the garbage pail. They could peel vegetables and then they could clean up the peels. Two different approaches. You asked me to peel, I peeled. So what if there are peels all over? Back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov fulfilled many aspects of their mission. And so Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov were the progenitors of the Jewish people. But they were part of the godly plan. And Noach was not. Noach had a certain mission which he lived up to. Could Noach have been more? See, in Sir Chazal, he could have been. I don't think he could have been a patriarch, but Chazal definitely say he could have and should have been more. And that in certain respects, Noach did not live up to his potential. Noach ends up getting drunk. Noach ends up being castrated, possibly being raped by his son. Noach does not end up where he should have ended up, as great as he was. Even though Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were not perfect either, but they did live up to many of the great aspects of their mission, and so they were part of the godly plan for the Jewish people. And they lived up to that. So Noach could not be that. That wasn't his job. And Avram and Yitzchak, that was, and they lived up to it.